from Racing Sports, Simon Anopoulos joins us. How are you, Simon?
Yeah, well, Cozzy, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you, mate. Great day of racing Saturday. Nice to see some of the bigger names starting to roll back, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. The spring is certainly on our doorsteps now with the good horses resuming, and obviously Wink certainly stole the show there at Randwick on Saturday. Mm.
Open the bowling, the first, the Silver Shadow. Formality, always been a lovely filly, and she got the chockies there on Saturday.
Yeah, she did a lot in her maiden preparation, Cozzy. Obviously won on debut at Werribee. She was impressive there. And then only two starts later, she ran third in the Blue Diamond behind a Sabermate Catchy. She was good. Obviously in the slipper, just didn't handle that really heavy track. And backed up 21 days later and was good in the Percy Sykes, only narrowly edged out. And to do that all in her maiden preparation, I thought it was good signs. And she's certainly back in good order there on Saturday. So it was a good, tough win. Obviously 1-2-3 around the bend, ran 1-2-3 home, but thought she showed good tenacity there. I thought Alizé headed her there and she kicked back on the inside. I think it was a good win. All three horses, 1-2-3 there, certainly ones you can follow. Pretty strong, decent renewal of the Silver Shadow. I know it's only a small field. Omei Sword was a good winner of the race last year. And the numbers they produced on Saturday, time form running of 109. Speak Fondly ran 112. And Bringing the Mermaid ran 110, winning the same race. So they'll progress onto the Princess Series and I imagine they will be fighting out the finish in the next leg.
Yeah, now All Ray, I'm just looking at his form through here. He hadn't done too much, had he, for quite a while. And Richard Friedman whacked a tongue tie on him. But he got the money on Saturday. Over 1,000 days since he'd won.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Sean's actually in the media room with Richard Friedman before the race. And he said, look, if he wins today, all the media people have got to call me a genius. And I think that's what you can, because he said he didn't even think All Ray knows what he's doing. But he's obviously good there. And he ran a splasher in his debut for Richard Friedman there. He's obviously just been fiddling around with him and got it right there. He said, gave a lot of praise to Sean Geimer, who rides the horse in work, and said he was on track for that. And I know the odds-on favourite went down there, but I thought his performance was solid enough, Syed. He's ran what he ran to the start prior, obviously stepping up in grade and increasing in weight. Just getting back onto the firm surface there, that might have been the query, and they did gap third. So I wouldn't be jumping off Syed. I know if you backed him, you would have been a bit disappointed to see him run down there by Aubrey. But I think both horses, Aubrey, go back to his early form from Europe. He was a decent horse, obviously, has taken time. He's obviously had a few tricks. But Richard, on that performance, if he can repeat, he's certainly going to be competitive in similar grade.
All right, My Targo Son, he'd been very consistent. That little step up to the 1600 probably helped in the highway.
Yeah, certainly. And a great ride from Hugh Bowman. Got him into the right spot and got him out going at the right time. And it was just too good there. He showed a good turn of foot. I think a rest start was quite unlucky there for Ty Anglin. Got caught back along the rail there and got shuffled back and then didn't have a lot of room in the straight. So I think you can stick with the favourite and My Tokson. Depending where they go with him, it was a dominant win and we'll be following that horse with interest. But I think a rest star the one for me to take out of the race.
All right. Now the fourth coming through, had a nice win.
Yeah, it was good. I think everyone was surprised to see him up on the speed. The market certainly didn't suggest he was going to be ridden that way. But Michael Walker took the race by the scruff of the neck there. And always been a horse who's displayed good ability coming through. Just last preparation, whether he really liked those heavy tracks, obviously ran third in the round with Guineas behind Inference and then was just safely held in the Rose Hill Guineas. But he's back in good form there. Where Chris Waller heads with him, it'll be interesting. I know in his last preparation, they sort of earmarked him as a horse. They want to head towards the Doncaster. So whether or not he can progress towards the Epsom this time in, good to see him back a winner. I think he is a horse that will be better suited ridden off the speed. Obviously, it was just too good there on the weekend. But he's a nice horse moving forward, only lightly raced, and he's obviously well-bred. So it's good to see him back in the winner's stall. I think he's one you can follow through the grades in the spring.
All right. The fifth and Drackery's, that was a good run. He had to cover a bit of ground.
Yeah, it was a good win. They certainly rolled along there. Trapeze Artist set up a decent clip out in front there, and Drackery's and Gold Standard worked home strongly. A good gap to third, so it looks a decent piece of form, the up-and-coming there. And only lightly raced, and Team Snowden placed their horses so well. And obviously, a win there for Andrew Atkins. Was really composed on him. He got shuffled out and just kept the horse balanced. And he was obviously too strong late for Gold Standard there. I thought it was a good win. Interesting to see these horses if they progress on to the run to the Rose or if they're on towards path, towards like the spring champion. We'll have to wait and see. But it's been a decent race, obviously, the up and coming. We saw Albrecht come through this race. He won the race and was only narrowly beaten in the Golden Rose. The same thing he said of Scissor Kick. And last year, Divine Prophet won the race and ran fourth in the Golden Rose before going on to the Caulfield Guineas. So a lot of lightly raced types in the race there on Saturday. I thought there was a lot of good runs in it. Sanction stuck on well. I think he can follow the winner, and certainly Trapeze Artist. I thought he was really good there with the big weight. Mm. Had to do a lot of work out in front, stuck on well, only to be beaten just over 2.5 lengths. So he's one I'll be taking out of the race, Trapeze Artist, and obviously the winner was really good there. And big watch on Assimilate, the stablemate of Dracarys, who beat him last start. He was due to run in that race and scratched and saved for this weekend, the Ming Dynasty. So looks a good piece of form now with him obviously coming out and winning, and I think he's one who can certainly run well on Saturday.
Righto, well, the Warwick Stakes, and you heard the gasp when Winks blew the start, missed the start. Gee, what an unbelievable effort, though.
Oh, for sure. It's nice, Cozzy. She gave everything a chance there on Saturday. But, she was good. I mean, for the first time in a long time watching Winks race, there was a point there where you thought she wasn't going to get there. Obviously, Fox Play kicked up along the inside and looked to be home, but she's just those champions. They rise when they need to. And obviously, from a form perspective, hasn't run up to her peak figures, obviously just winning narrowly. But the sectional she ran, it was blistering. She obviously broke 32 and clearly wasn't optimum conditions for her there on Saturday after she missed the start. But given where she was in the race, I think she's back as good as ever. No horse came from where she did on the weekend. And look, it's just something special there watching it on the weekend. Everyone who took the short odds certainly had their heart in their mouth. But great composure by Hugh Bowman. He obviously didn't panic. He just kept it comfortable and pulled it to the outside. And I think he only whipped it once, and I'm pretty sure he would have apologised after he crossed the line. But it's great to see her back. Obviously, a lot of people out there watching her on Saturday, and onwards and upwards towards the Fox Plate.
And the word is she's pulled up a treat.
Yeah, it's good to see. It's interesting. After the race, everyone was worried it'd be a gutbuster. But in truth, she sort of walked the first half of the race and then sprinted home. So whether or not it was really a gut buster, you never really know. It's one of those things that's hard to determine. But it's a good, decent hit out for her. She certainly zipped home. And as Chris Wallace said, she's come back as good as ever. And she certainly showed that on the weekend.
Rightio, the Toy Show Quality and Sweet Redemption had a couple of trials. Then first up, and it was rock hard.
Yeah, great ride by Adam Hieronymus there, wasn't he? Sort of pinched a big enough break. I think if you're on Euro Angel, you'd be a bit sick following the race. Just didn't have a lot of luck in the straight. She's only narrowly beaten. But Sweet Redemption, she's back in good form. That's as good as she can go. So you'd imagine she can improve further. She is a horse who generally improves with racing. And she's got a decent strike rate and rarely far away from the mark. Obviously, last preparation was a bit below her best. But good to see her back there. And good to see Adam Hieronymus getting rides in town. He's a good jockey and stole the race from the front there. She was simply too good. And Euro Angel just didn't get out in enough time, but I thought the market got the race pretty spot on, so you'd imagine the form should hold up moving forward. Imposing Last One to follow, I think, stepping up in trip, and Euro Angel with a bit better run, I think she's obviously going to be competitive. And while mixing a form, Euro Angel last time in, when she's right, she's certainly a capable mare and one you can follow. And Sweet Redemption, the best thing about her is she puts herself into the race from the outset, and always a hard nut to crack, the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott trained runner.
Back to looking at Royal Ramix in the weekend and the Show Quality of the 8th. Deploy had terrific form through the Scone Carnival, the Hortensia, and then at Doomben, Simon, didn't it?
Yeah, certainly. He came into the race with that residual fitness on his side. I just think he wasn't favoured on the way the track was racing at Doomben and his last start. Clearly better than that. Good to see him bounce back there for Brenton Abdullah. Just a real bulldog Deploy. He's won 7 of 15 and 6 for the minor placings. Returned a new career peak there on Saturday, running for a time form rating of 108. And the average for the race is 113, but that is pulled up with Terra Vista winning the race in 2014. Thought it was great to see the Virginian back in good form there on debut for the Brett Kavanagh stable. Really strong late over 1,200 metres. Probably a horse who will improve as he gets out over further. I've heard they had a bit of problem with his breathing, so he now appears back on track and only likely race for a 5-year-old. He's certainly a talent on his day. And to see him perform like that, given the way the track was playing, to come from his position, thought it was a really good performance. And Deploy just got into that fight and was just too good. I'd imagine they're looking at the tramway with him, which will be a step up against those better horses. But given his strike rate, I think you've got to keep making those rides through the grades. He puts himself into the race and he's certainly going to be hard to run down, Deploy. And nice horse heading the right way. I don't think he's finished winning this time in.
And Super 2 just hit the ground and went in the last.
Oh, for sure. Wasn't a great ride by Blake Shin there. Took the race by the scruff of the neck and gave her opposition no chance of running her down. She was just too good on speed. Obviously, first up performance there, well below her best. But she was back in career best form there on Saturday. And given the way the track played and the sectional come home in just over 33 seconds. And she hadn't established a good lead early there. Thought Last Witness was really good, and Gibraltar Girl, obviously a big drifter there on Saturday, given the way the track was playing, but she's certainly a nice mare from the Team Snowden camp and just wasn't suited at all by the way the track was playing. I thought she was one of the best closers of the day there for Kieran McAvoy. I think she's a horse. Will be better over 1,200 metres. She's one to place in your black book there, Gibraltar Girl. Gets into the right race with a better setup. She's certainly going to be hard to beat either second or third up. But just a great ride from Blake Shin. He was obviously too good there and got the chocolate.
What would be your one to follow from the weekend?
I reckon Life Less Ordinary, Cozzy. He was really good there behind, coming through back along the rail. Not sure where Chris Waller is actually going to measure up with him, whether he progresses on towards a race like the Metro. But to see a stayer resuming over 1,400, really find the line well. He's one I'd certainly follow.
All right, good on you, Simon. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Cozzy. All the best.
Simon Donopoulos there, Racing and Sports.